Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Ooh, fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Morning.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to say morning and then you said morning, so I said morning and then it sort of came out like morning. Morning, Penny.
Morning.
Morning.
We're good.
We learned a new one yesterday. We learned Morenax.
Oh, yes.
Morenax.
Yeah, we quite like that one. We're going pretty brutalist on fashion today. Rick Owen's new fall and winter collection. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's called Tower, which is inspired by Temple of Love, Tower of Light, a prayer for love and hope, but also reflection on power, control and enforcement. Mm. I think anothermag.com kind of explained it really well. They said a fitting metaphor for this unordinary moment where we feel like we are flailing in a morass, where figures like politicians and law enforcement have become harbingers of threat rather than beacons of reassurance, instigating chaos rather than bringing calm. Mm. And I think that really sums up the fall winter Rick Owens collection for 2026. It was shown on the 22nd of Jan at the Palace to Tokyo. I probably haven't pronounced that right. And I guess some key elements are the Goon Squad's parody of power, inspired by Bowie. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. And Rick himself kind of says he was initially looking at biker kind of shirts and things, and decided to take the epaulets off because there's a military reference that feels uncomfortable. And if it feels uncomfortable, then maybe it needs to be exaggerated. And so he decided to exaggerate it and parody it. And essentially, it's kind of like protection and militarianism, like lab rat silhouette. So they kind of do look like these weird kind of lab coats with ginormous pockets, some of the coats. Mm. Is very heavy-duty elements, heavy wool coats. So it's very reminiscent of the military and the police force. He wanted to really exaggerated these like motorcycle boots, so he kind of calls them bloated police boots that are so exaggerated and grotesque and how police oppression can be. And they're in colors like butch black and mincy mauve, but also he's using textiles like Kevlar coats, which is stab proof fabric. So he's made essentially stab proof coat vests.
Wow.
Stab proof vest coats, which is a tightly woven aramide fibres, which create kind of a barrier against sharp objects. There's also, there's long vests, and then there's these kind of really short crop top kind of jackets that go over the top. And they are so cropped that they're above kind of like the breast area. Rick himself kind of says he encourages the police to wear these outfits, which is kind of cute. There's, you know, kind of two elements. There's also, to the collection, there's also kind of the Dune meets the Matrix, the abominable snowman. There's dystopian, futuristic, industrial kind of blend. Heavy-duty hooded coats, shaggy flight jackets, immense hand-crocheted knits. And despite the harsh dystopian themes, garments are made with sustainable and traceable methods. So there's Himalayan felt, Tuscan alpaca, 16-ounce Japanese denim and silk cashmere blends. So it's kind of like, I always really love the Rick Owens menswear. I've spoken about it before where they had this, I think it was a Swedish death metal band, and they had the drummer rotating on the back wall. I think it actually was the 2006 collection, which is quite an interesting show. And this show was shown, and the models walked through, you know, a thick fog. His muse Tyrone comes out first, and he's like about 100 feet tall when he's wearing the boots, because they are very high. The soundtrack is a guy called Ryoji Ikeda, and he's kind of using frequencies just at the range of human hearing. And the beauty is by a digital-based, a Berlin-based digital creator called, well, you can check it out at Fuga Link. So it's when you see it, it's kind of really otherworldly,
alien.
It's been really futuristic and dystopian.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's definitely like we're watching the video right now, and the whole show with the sort of fog and the layout of the Palais de Tokyo is like it's all concrete in there. So it's it definitely has that dystopian element going on, eh?
Yeah, and it's kind of like it's amazing because you know when you think about it. Designers, when they're creating those shows, they're creating a whole new world for you to experience. And I feel like this one is very successful in what it's doing and what, and you know, how it's kind of relaying what's happening in the world at the moment.
Yeah, it must be such a fascinating time to be an American artist or creative or designer with everything that's going on. I'm really intrigued by some of the like hair pieces. There's a lot of people that have these sort of floor length, like they look like wigs that are on backwards that are covering their faces.
Yeah, so they're macrame masks. They're collaboration with a London designer called Lucas Moretti. They're hand tied. They're 3,000 meters of waxed cord, and they take over 30 hours to make.
Oh my god!
And I'm pretty sure that I saw somewhere that they're called like a mask of shame or something like that. But I could be wrong. But yeah, they're kind of like weird kind of kabuki kind of like stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be really interested to see how many people kind of like purchase that for everyday wear. Because it's,
it does get, any of this stuff, to be honest.
Yeah. It's like, it's so long that I don't know how you'd walk down the road without kind of tripping. But I guess if you're wearing the police boots, you'll be sweet because you'll be up high.
Yeah, you'll be so far away from the action. It'd be a good one to wear to the supermarket if you didn't want to like see anyone you knew.
Yeah, or like you didn't want to have that face recognition kind of thing going on, which I noticed has kind of been picking up, and it's like that's really weird to me. Like I feel uncomfortable that I'm being watched, you know?
Yeah. Some of these like accentuated silhouettes would be quite good if you were just trying to maintain your personal space, like on the bus.
Yes.
It's sort of like a little guard. It's kind of like the silhouette is kind of giving dumpling, but it is gorgeous.
Kind of a bit in some of them.
Yeah. I do like those big stiff collars.
Yeah. They're cool.
Yeah, everyone would be staying away from you because they'd be going, what the hell? But I think I'd quite like that because I'm a big personal space person.
In a practical sense of things, I'm so glad the super crop is back. We used to call them the sleeves. Do you remember that designer, Layla Jacobs?
Yes.
Yeah, she was a local designer. She used to do sleeves, and I always wanted a pair, and I could never afford them. So,
Well, she has a new collection that has sleeves at the moment.
Does she? Oh, my gosh. This might be my moment. Oh, yes.
Yeah, so if you go to thekeep.co.nz, yeah, you'll find some. I think they're hand-painted.
Oh, awesome.
Is this what we're talking about,
Such
Mally?
A versatile... Yeah, so they're essentially just the sleeves, and then there's like a very thin bit of fabric. Sometimes they're hooked together from memory.
Yeah.
And what it means is that you can wear it like just under a dress or like under shirts or over things, and it makes a really cool look, yeah. Glad they're well and alive, the sleeves.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying her website, Layla Jacobs, how under the category garments and objects, the first two are garb and grub.
Yep.
She is one of my favourite New Zealand designers.
Yeah, her work's incredible.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about Rick Owen's Winter and Fall show. Everyone, check it out. It's called Tower. You can find the full show on YouTube.
It's fascinating.
It's only about 8 minutes long, and you get the full feeling of it with the music and everything. So, soundtrack.
One thing I was quite interested by is everyone has their phone out, which kind of...
I guess, because they're taking photos because they're like, they'll all be people that are buyers for certain stores, or they're the media that are going to be writing about it the next day. So they'll have their phones out taking pictures of it so they can comment on it while they're, you know, straight afterwards. Because it'd be racing to, you know, everyone races to be the first person to get all the news up about the shows.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Sounds like an interesting part of going to a fashion show.
Sounds like
I've got to say that
competitive.
Yeah, when I used to go to Fashion Week in New Zealand, sometimes you would see people with like iPads holding them up, and that's really distracting if you were sitting behind them because they're so ginormous.
How embarrassing!
iPad babies at the fashion show.
Yeah, that was a while ago, but yeah, it was just like, oh my god, you know, I'm short. Please put it down.
Thank you so much, Penny. We'll catch you next week at the same time. Okay. We're launching a bit of a series of types, discussing uniforms from all around the globe.
Yes.
Cool. Yes. Can't wait. Thanks, Penny.
No problem. Take care.
Ka kite. Bye.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.